still on the 12th chapter of the 1689 confession, and we intend to finish this chapter this morning. So in a series of teachings we had regarding this particular chapter, we have been dealing quite some time on the second part of that one paragraph that we have been looking at, and then we have been looking at the five blessings, lima ka blessings nga mo'y resulta sa atong pagka sinagop, or the benefits that we get out of the blessing of adoption. And we said, number one, naatay incorporation sa pamilya sa Ginoo. Number two, we have filial disposition. Now we relate to a father just as a son relates to the father and vice versa. We also said that there is filial communion, that we have now the boldness to access the throne of grace. We said that we have the blessing of being pitied, protected, provided, and chastised. Gikaluian, giprotektahan, what's provided? Gisistundahan, no? O gi sustintuhan, di ba? Provided. And then yung pang-apat, chastise or gidisiplina sa man. Now ito sa panglima. So dapat klaro na tayo sa ato ang katong mga benefits. So we are now in number 5. And number 5 of that benefit is that we have received the promised inheritance from God. And this is how the confession puts it. And I just read the pertinent part of the paragraph, and inherit the promises as heirs of everlasting salvation. Now we have to bear in mind that in the past, daghan ta kita naong mga passages of scripture, for instance Romans 8:15-17, Galatians 4:4-6, wherein dito nga mga versikulo is embedded, as it were, na dito ang konsepto sa kining mana or inheritance that is linked to adoption or to the concept of adoption. We say again, therefore, that the reception of an inheritance is because we are sons. Kung inyong mahinumduman, atong comparison, di ba, sa una, slaves. So, kung slaves ka, wagi kay mana. Pero kay gihimo namang kang apil sa panimalay sa Diyos, dimodo, in other words, now you are a recipient or a beneficiary, as it were, of mana or inheritance. There is a particular passage of scripture nga gi-quote din sa I'm not very sure if it is quoted sa confession, but there is a particular passage of scripture in 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4 that is very interesting to note. Yung inyong ablihan dyan dapita, 1 Peter or 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, and I would read. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The number four. To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Now, casual reading of these particular passages of Scripture might escape our attention regarding this very interesting point nga kung giingon ganiya about adoption. Because in this particular passage of Scripture, aside from adoption, what is incorporated is the word being Peter. First Peter. According to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again. What is that? Born again. Regeneration. What this verse therefore is saying is that sa first three, according to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through and to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance. So, it makes the point, is that inheritance, of course, is bound to sonship. Nakita natin yun, no? Kasi naging kaanib ka sa pamilya ng Diyos, therefore, meron kang mana. Pero dito sa verse na tinitignan natin, or verses at least, what he's saying is, yung mana is also linked to regeneration as well. You noted that? Kasi sa puro yun ang sinabi eh. Three, according to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again. Blah, blah, blah. Then four, to obtain an inheritance. O, di ba yung sabi natin kanina, inheritance is linked to adoption? Why is it saying now that regeneration also is linked to inheritance? Ha? Di ba muna yung kinaingon sa verse? In other words, inheritance is not exclusively related to adoption, but it is also a fruit, bunga, of being regenerated. So how do we put these things, two things together? Dito sa unahan sa itong mga gidiscuss earlier, we saw the relationship of sonship and justification. In justification, you go to a criminal court, you go out a not guilty person. In sonship, you go out a slave, you go out a son. Correct? So, ang relasyon din sa itong ginahisgutan karon between adoption and regeneration. Adoption and regeneration are methods, pamaagi, by which someone becomes a son and enters into a family. Ibig sabihin, may dalawang pamamaraan kung paano ikaw ay malakip o maisanib sa isang pamilya. Either you are born into it. You got that? Napakatao ka diha, di modo, parte ka sa pamilya. And you are adopted into it. Which is adoption. Tinitignan natin. Di ka kasama sa pamilya beforehand, and now you're being adopted. So now you're incorporated into the family. But yung sinabi ko kanina, you're born into it, doon ka ipinanganak sa binisaya pa. Pursuso. You came directly from the kung sa ato pang ginatanaw itong genealogy ni Jesus Christ, doon siya kay Jesse talaga galing. Sa linya ni David. No? So he's born into that lineage. Dito sa tinitignan natin kanina, how to be incorporated to the family, there are two ways. You're either born into it or you're adopted into it. Binisaya, duha ka pa maaging na ikaw mahilakip so sa kapamilya, napakatao ka diyot sa pamilya ha, or gisagop ka. Klaro, bradam yan. Bisaya naman gito. No? When you're incorporated into a family, then you become an heir. You're an heir whether you are born into the family or adopted into that family. Either way, the father treats you as a son, and therefore you get this filial relationship. No? Whether you are adopted or napakatao ka diyan nga pamilya. Now the remarkable thing, that's why I said it's very interesting, this First Peter passage about the teaching of Scripture, is that in one sense, sa pikas bahin, we are adopted into God's family, and in another sense, we are born into God's family through regeneration. In adoption, we come to a probate court and our status has been changed from a slave in that to a son, and therefore we have a disposition that is changed between a slave now a son. Nalahi ang relasyon, status. Sa regeneration, dili status ang giusob. Kasi regeneration, di ba, ang kasing-kasing may giusob? Di ba? From a stony heart to a heart of flesh. So our hearts have been changed. From that heart bearing the likeness of your father, the devil, now you bear the likeness of God. And the remarkable thing is that everyone who is regenerated is adopted. And everyone who is adopted is regenerated. Just like everyone who is justified, by consequence, you are adopted. So you are adopted and regenerated in one and the same moment when we are converted. Nakuha na ito? Gisagup ka o gipakatao ka pag-usab instantly the moment you are converted. Listen to the concept, no? Para bang sinasabi natin nung una, you did not belong to the group, then now you belong to the group. But here is a passage in 1 Peter, you belong to the group in the first place because you were born into that group. You were regenerated, born into the family. Very hard to conceive. To be born to the family, at the same time to be adopted. It is not normal to think that way. To think of someone being born to the family at the same time being adopted. Bakit pa sinabing adopted? Born ka naman pala into the family in the first place. But that is what First Peter is telling us. Again, I would read. Blessed be the God of our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has earned us to be born again to the living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead, to obtain. Purpose close yung 3. Yung mercy, gipakatao ka po sa para ma-obtain mo ang inheritance. Okay? Very hard concept to think, but that is what Scripture is telling us. That is how rich the spiritual relation the children of God has or have. No? Born into it, adapted to it, as it were, double ang pambaagi, kundi ikaw nahilakip sa pamilya sa Diyos. Now, in conclusion, we have to see the scriptural emphasis of adoption. When the Bible, kung ang Biblia nagahisgot or speaks about adoption, it emphasizes the fact or nagatudlo kini nga ang Diyos nagahatag kanimo karon niini nga mga panalangin. Tama? Tinignan nga natin yung first four or yung pang-apat, tignan natin. Di ba sabi natin, we experience na being pitied, being chastised, being protected, being provided for. These realities are now. Who can dispute that? Karoon na siya. God has bestowed upon us the blessing of sonship, incorporated us into His family, given us filial disposition, that of a slave, now a son. Not only that, He gave you communion. You go to the throne of grace directly with boldness, of course with reverence. He provides for, just like a father provides for the son, and gives you the inheritance as sons. That is a present reality. Pangitabo na karon ba? But there again, is a very important passage of scripture that has troubled some who have studied the subject of adoption. Nayo siya ka particular verse, versikulo sa Biblia, kundi naghatag o ano na ito, gamayang kalibog sa hisgutanan kabahin sa kining pagkasinigup. O kini makitaan sa Roma Kapitulo 8:23. And if you want to open your Bible to that particular passage, it reads thus. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. Again, and not only this, ingon ng Roma 8:23, pero kita mismo, but we also ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, naana ang balang Espiritu kanimo, kita mismo, sa ato ang kaugalingon, grown within ourselves, nagamulo, no, amulo ba na? Gagagulo. Sa ato ang kaugalingon, awaiting eagerly. That is the very controversial phrase. Awaiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. Now wait a minute. Haven't we said earlier that the realities of the benefits that we experience is an experience we have now? Why is it then that Romans 8:23 is saying here with regards to our adoption as sons that we are still waiting eagerly? Realidad na karon pero gahulat pa man dayta. Di ba? Paano yun? Sa giingon sa bersikulo 8:23, murag ang adoption is yet related to the world to come. As a matter of fact, that particular world to come, the reference point na tinitignan is the resurrection pa, yung pagkabanhaw, pag-usab. But we question again, how can this be? We said that the adoption is already now, when we are regenerated and converted. And here is a verse telling na nun pa sa unahan, ang adoption. So dito sila naglibog. Bakit? Bakit ganun? Nag-adoption mangyayari pa sa pagkabanhaw pag-usap. E sinasabi naman other parts of scripture na yung realidad ng mga eksperyensya ng pagiging ampon or sinagup sa pamilya sa Diyos, eh nangyayari na. Present reality. Now, we can fine-tune or we can understand this particular passage of scripture or the witness of 8:23 of Romans in unwinding it sort of this way. It is true that the bestowal of adoption is already now, just like you are justified when you profess faith in Jesus Christ, you're justified in that particular moment. So is with adoption. When you are tanaw na to ganiya, when you are regenerated, you're already adopted. But the consummation or the manifestation of the fullness of the unveiling of that reality is still to the age to come. The status of your disposition being sons is already a reality today. Pero ang kinatibuk-an ni anang realidad dito pa po nato makita sa unahan. No? It is the bestowal now in this age and the manifestation when we are raised later from the dead in the age to come. Ato yun magpagamtaman ang kinatibok ang buot ipasabot sa kining konsepto sa being adopted. That reality, that blessed hope is what the whole creation is groaning and awaits. That is the expected moment nga ang tanang Kristohanon maoy ginalangtaw. The manifestation and the unveiling of this wonderful status and disposition of what we have as sons of God. Now that we are even talking about inheritance, we don't even know what is that inheritance precisely. When we talk of inheritance and talk about tangible things sa diri sa kalibutan, pila ka hektarya ka itong ibili ni Papa nako? Pila ka pasok ka itong yuta sa kung ibiling yuta? O basig ka itong yuta ras abuhan nga kalibangan si ringan gibilin? When we talk about tangible things. Now here we're talking about inheritance. And we don't even want to deal with that today because that subject ang uban pitindaghanan ng corona brad. Now sao ni mong dagangin corona? So we will not busy ourselves and split hairs regarding those issues. Suffice it to say na ang kanatibok ang realidad ni anang isgutanan na kay panunod sa nang tawag mapanunod to apa daw brad sa unahan karon na natay napanunod katong lima nga itong isgutan sa previously or four things: filial disposition, communion, protection, pity, protection, chastisement. Karoon man ang realidad. Na-experience naman ito na. Pero ang kinatibukan niya na ito, pamandabran sa tumoy. Unsa na siya? Mauna siya the whole creation according to Romans 8:23. The whole creation is groaning about. Ano kaya yun? Yun ang blessed. Blessed hope na inaantay natin bilang mga anak ng Diyos. Now, ganon natin, ingana na ito, hubad ang Roma 8:23. Para ma-reconcile nato itong atong ginayon ganihan, ang adoption na hitabo na karon, apan na ay parte ni Anna Brad nga mo hitabo ay pa. Sa pinulungan pa sa mga tuki sa mga issues sa sama ni ini Adoption reflects the concept of the now and the not yet. Sabda na to. Mayroong aspeto ng adoption na hindi dito na ngayon, pero may aspeto na mangyayari pa sa hinaharap. Okay? So, the contention about Psalm on 8:23 is not difficult after all, and it is not contradictory after all, because there is a very valid explanation regarding this verse, and I hope we got it. So that is where we stop the teaching on adoption. The next question is, with all these things regarding adoption, so what? Last Sunday, from the Sunday school down to the messages in the morning to the afternoon, everything seemed to be benefits, 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 benefits of being those in the family of God. So what would be the proper response or application regarding these issues, therefore? If you have been listening intently to the messages, or at least malang the gist of what has been said last Sunday, these issues regarding the benefits that you get out of being kining mga anak sa Diyos bitaw, numero uno siguro dito is thankfulness that you are in that kind of status. Kasi kung hindi ka ando doon sa status na yon, na anak ng Diyos, you're the most pitied. Yung tinitag na natin kanina nung nakaraan, one of the benefits is you are being pitied. Sabi ko, there is a sense in which everybody is being pitied by God. There is a sense in which compassion by the Almighty is given to everybody by means of common grace. But when you look at passages that he will have compassion on he on whom he will have compassion, there seem to be a very particular class of people where a very special compassion is directed to. And that is, or those are rather, the children of God. And you should be thankful na mayroong special na habag ang Diyos sa atin. That's number one. That should be our reaction regarding these issues. Number two, sabi ko, so what? Edi, let these lectures or let this propagation of truth that we have done for so long be an avenue for introspection. Ngibot lang pasabot niya na nahimo unta ka tong mga lectures nato din hinga mga higayon ko din ikaw nag hinuklog mag-intlog sana what's that? Magmuni-muni. Iisipin mo, am I experiencing these blessings? Huh? Or are you missing out with the blessings na pinag-usapan natin? Dapat magkaroon ka ng huling, meron bang huling inggit? Dapat may inggit ka sa mga taong may ganun na experience niya. At kung wala ka pang experience nito, malamang, hindi ka pa kasali sa pamilya ng Diyos. Isn't that the logical conclusion? And wouldn't you want yourself to be someone who also experiences this kind of blessing? Think about it. These lectures or this propagation of truths should lead us to introspection and examine ourselves. Are we experiencing these blessings? Number three, on the particular point of point number four, pitied, protected, provided, chastised. Doon tayo sa chastised. Chastisement or disciplining. How are we responding to God's disciplining to us? Are we raising our fist in rebellion instead? Or Are we heeding His correction sa atong tagsa-tag sa kinabuhi? Now, dinhi daghan tag di lang ako siguro, kamo pod ginalatigota sa Dios. Kung ang atong response usahay, dili mao, no? May nga man tanga nga, ano na mahinoon ni nga ito? Imbis nagsilbi na mahinoon ta, karun, kita na mahinoon gilatigo. Grabon sa unawa ito nagsilbi. So, may latigo-latigo lagi. Karun naman hinoon nga naalat na rin naggalagan. Grabe na mahinoon kasakit. No? Kaya nasambit nyo yun ng mga kataga sa buhay nyo. Ako, nasambit ko yun. Madalas. Madalas ko nasasambit yun at hindi tama. No? After all, na yung binigay niyang biyaya sa iyo, yun ang isusumbat mo sa Panginoon. Mukhang hindi tama ata yung reaction na yun. So how do we respond to God's chastisement? Giunsa nato pagdawat ang iyang pagbadlong sa atoa. Ni-rebuild di ba hinunta? O ni pahiubos ta sa iyang pagdumala nato, His Lordship sa atong kinabuhi. He does what He pleases eh. No? Let the verse in the Bible that says that all things work together for good na lang to them that love the Lord. Despite your myopic view about your individual situations in life sa pagbadlong sa Diyos sa ato, kung sa man nakapait, kung sa man naka-blurry sa atong panlantaw, huna-hunaan na lang na God is doing it for our good. Number four, application. So what about these issues about the many manifold blessings of being adopted into God's family? So what? The response, one appropriate response probably is prayerfulness for the inclusion of others who are not in the family. Wouldn't you want others to be part of this family who experience so many benefits? Especially mga kauban nato sa atong panimalay. Hindi nyo ba gusto yun? Now, dili siguro, you're not in your right mind kung dili ka gusto, anak. That's why siguro sa ato ang panalangin firme is that, you know, ang imong kaluoyon ta sa among mga anak, mabot na. Ug dalia ang taon, Lord. Ayaw nagdugaya. Unta og mamahimo pa lang di na sila muagi sa atong giaygian, Brad? Ha? Ngano kinahanglan pa man muagi sila sa atong giaygian? Nga kung pwede lang unta, God would snatch them from that kind of situation and never allow them to go through that kind of life nga giaygian sa ilang mga ginikanan. So the proper response in appreciation of this great benefit that He has given us by way of adoption is our prayerfulness. We who are already within the family of God should exhaust that means of grace called prayer in pleading the throne of grace that maybe in His mercy yung wala pa, katong wala pa sa panimalay, mahilakip punta. Now, there are only four that I have listed by way of practical responses to this very glorious blessing. There are a lot more. And I would leave that to you kung say inyo makita nga maayos ang no response regarding this issue. So, any question? Any question? Mana ang chapter 3? May ah, sige, Rob.
Any question? Dagdag lang dun sa 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 or 4. Though hindi siya nilagay sa confession, yung according to the Holy Testament.
Hindi, hindi.
The confession, they mention about Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and verse 17, which speaks actually about the confession kanina dun sa verse 23. If you would read back, there's a 15, 16, and 17.
Romans
chapter 8, verse 15. 16, 17. Now, I'll be reading sa Matthew 10 regarding sa 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, which explains it in connection doon sa inheritance, which is a regeneration connected to adoption. Ang sabi niya, this inheritance being described as future, as you mentioned a while ago, and this is both in time and place. The apostle argues, if the children, then heirs, as mentioned in Romans 17, and children of God on verse 16, God given his gifts unto all, but the inheritance to none but his children. Those that are his sons and daughters by regeneration and adoption. See the promise of eternal inheritance which we find in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 15. And sabi sa Hebrews chapter 9 verse 15, for this reason he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that his death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant. Those who have been called by it may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. So it's of the same context. Now, continuing, this inheritance is not our purchase, our Father's gift, not wages that we merit, but the effect of grace, which first makes us children and then settles this inheritance upon us by a firm, unalterable covenant. So,
murag expansion lang Brad Damian sa pagkisgot ba kay gitan amang guna to primero sa unahan nga ang kining pagkasinagop murag outsider ka sa una giapil ka karon sa iyang pamilya pero sa atong gitan nga 1 Peter 1 3 og 4 you were born into it. Gipakatawa ka ni Ana ba? Nan, kaya gipakatawa man ka ni Ana ang pamilya ha? Nagigay. Panunon dun. So, nadubli ba? Napakatawa ka niya, giapil pagin ka sa adoption. Mora na ibot, pasabot niya to. So, gihubad lang gamay po ni Randy. Okay? Time na? Okay. So, wala na tayo panahon. Pasalamat na santa sa Diyos. Okay, finally, nahuman na ito ang chapter 12. Isa rin ka paragraph. Ilang session din. Hindi lang up. So, anyway. Salamat sa Diyos. So, hopefully, sa atong mga gigahin ng panahon, dagantag na nakutlo. No? Kamputa. Ginoo sa mga taong depraved, kining mga butanga, di nila masabtan, di nila ma-appreciate. Pero kami nga, kanhing mga tao, nagikan sa kangit-ngit, nahayagan, nahatagan o grasya, dako kayo nga panalangin Ginoo nga among ginapistahan. Among gibalik-balikan sa pilana ka simana o hisgot. Kung nanghinaot kami nga ang bunga o taniini, ang among kasing-kasing rejoice in thankfulness, Ginoo, niining mga panalangin. Mahitabo po doon ta Lord nga kini mga sesyon nga among gigahin. Mga una-una kami sa tagsa-tagsa na mong kaugalingon, nabakyud kami ni ini nga pamilya. Kung basig na apa kami sa gawas. O unta Ginoo ang mga among natunan, mga tukmod ka namo sa pag-ampo kanunay nga iapil unta nimo sa imong kaluoy. Ang mga immediate family namo, mga kaila namo, mga kaperintihan namo, nga wala pag-relasyon niya kanimo. Lord, these persons have the greatest problem in life. Kining separasyon sa imuha, Lord, mao gini dako kay nga problema. Dahil consequence karon in this life and a very great consequence in the age to come. Busa Ginoo kung imong itugot kaluyi ang among mga kaparintihan, among close relatives Ginoo. Snatch them from this dark perishing world and bring them into your kingdom, Ginoo. Mo na among pagampo. Kami nga naa na dinhi hinautunta nga imuhang balik-balikon og pahinumdom kanamo this great reality of us being included into your family. And may we have the right responses to this, Ginoo, as your children. And may we be bearers of this truth, not only among ourselves, but to other people who do not know this truth. This is our prayer. And bless this prayer, Ginoo, that it may redound to your glory, and at the same time, our benefit. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.